This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we're coming back, and we're going to kind of sort out in pieces here all the issues going on. And I have both my son, Matthew Deagle, my oldest son, who's a very smart guy, who's going to deal with some issues of this area. And he's pretty brave, like me. He'll bring out issues a lot of people don't want to talk about. And I'm just going to summarize before we get going into it. Number one, if we actually look at George Floyd, the man had a five-year sentence in prison for armed robbery. He also was involved with basically shunting money, like this mini-series on TV called, Ozarks. He had in his blood 11 nanograms of fentanyl. Now, I'm a toxicologist, and that's a lethal dosage of fentanyl. And most of the fentanyl coming in is made in China and comes through the Mexican border by drug cartels.
Yes, he had
let me just finish first, Matt. Let me just finish my little blurb here, and then I'll let you take over. And then he also had basically another narcotic in the system, basically an illegal drug. So we had a person that's behaving wrong. This is a big man. He's over 6 foot tall. He's a bouncer, so he's athletic. He's probably well over 240 pounds. And there's a couple things I think were wrong, like when individually the guy leaning on his neck. But beyond that, the probable cause of death he had in the autopsy, coronary artery disease, toxic levels of fentanyl in the system. And the problem is the left have been looking for a reason to have riots and turn to revolution. And the Democrats have basically surrendered to the city of Seattle. This is because they want to have chaos. They want to turn this situation of this COVID virus and lockdown into a revolution. And remember, people like George Soros and leftists are behind this because they want...
It's even stupider than that, because you know what I think these people are? They're the same thing as ISIS, but here, right? That's what these thugs and looters and rioters are. They're just looking for an excuse to destroy.
Well, is he? It's okay to riot, like
village. And they're just looking for a fake moral excuse to destroy. Fanatic school, right? This is what's happened here: is that public school, compulsory education, and public school with all its propaganda leading up to now the universities all being full of these degenerates. Are religious fanatics of complete lies, just like ISIS are, totally fake and legitimate morals, like that it's wrong, it's immoral to tell the truth. First of all, we can see this in the mainstream media. We can see this in the experts, even the CDC, public health officials saying that somehow protesting during a pandemic is okay because of the cause. It's all total lies. What it actually represents is that these people are, like I've said before on previous shows, Jonestown on a mass scale. They're suicidal, so they're going outside to expose themselves to a deadly virus, threatening their own lives because they're suicidal, just like the members of Jonestown who poisoned themselves and their children and killed
them. We know there's going to be a spike caused by these people out there protesting. There's going to be a spike in cases, okay?
And they're exposing themselves. They're exposing themselves not just to coronavirus, but also to the potential of suicide by cop, to destroying their lives and reputations. Like there were two lawyers in New York City who were arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails at police squad cars. These were successful career lawyers, and they ruined their lives for this. Why? Because they are suicidal cult members, just like Jim Jones cult members. And that's what's going on here, is that school is so degenerate now. School, right? Public school.
I'm going to expand it beyond public school. Colleges. Public school, public university, and public religions, for example. But I'm going to insert some humor here, Matthew.
I'm saying that school, as I've said before, school is the 666 religion, right? That's what gives you a mug.
Exactly, yeah. Let me throw in a joke here for you. I know you're on a rant, but let me throw in a joke. Let me throw in a joke for you to make you laugh here.
On the fanatical adherence to fake morals and the condemnation and ostracism of anybody who disagrees with their fanatical false beliefs and their lies, right, belief in lies, such as anybody who points out the scientific facts about sex differences or race differences or IQ or crime rates. They're all just racists and sexists.
Well, actually, you know what? You know the lady that wrote the Harry Potter series? She's quite leftist, but she actually pointed out that men can't menstruate, and they went after her like a maniac. Because you said men can't menstruate.
Think about it. In other words, what's happening now is that what is now considered to be immoral is essentially to deny reality, to tell lies, and to believe in lies, to the point that even you feel pressured to say stuff like, oh, it was terrible for Derek Chauvin to put his knee on George Floyd. No, it was not. He was following MPD procedures. He did not do anything wrong. Putting your knee on the back of somebody's neck is not going to suffocate them. It's impossible to cause a
spasm. Actually, you know, let me point out something medical, Matt. Let me point out something medical here for you. Let me point out something medical.
45 pounds of pressure.
Okay, just a second.
45 pounds of pressure on the back of his neck based on calculations done by a study of seeing whether or not he would be convicted. Guess what? He did not put enough pressure on his neck to cause asphyxia. It's unlikely to cause asphyxia.
Well, no, let me insert a comment here, Matt. I want to say, let me insert a comment here. Let me insert a comment that will back you up. You can't say I can't breathe if you've got somebody's neck on your airway. If someone comes up to my neck and grabs me, so they're compressing my trachea, I'm not going to be able to say I can't breathe. Now, I can say I can't breathe because I've got a coronary artery disease or I got carfentanil, but if you say I can't breathe, it means you have an open airway.
So what I'm saying is that even doctors like Ben Carson are pressured into agreeing with the idea that somehow George Floyd's death was horrific and unjust and he was murdered by the police. It's all lies. He was not murdered by the
police. Well, they're cowards. They're becoming medical cowards.
He had, according to the autopsy report, he had 11 nanograms per milliliter of fentanyl in his system, which is more than enough to cause respiratory
depression. By the way, you mentioned a comment to me on the weekend that maybe the cop said... If the cops had naloxone, they could have saved the man, perhaps.
Exactly.
Because the probable cause of death was...
That's what I wanted to get in next, but I'm saying that a few articles you can pull up on the web about how a person dies of fentanyl overdose is overdose results in respiratory depression. That is inability to breathe, which is reversible with naloxone, which is a spray given nasally to a person who's suffering from an overdose. Now, the police in Minneapolis were all going to be issued naloxone in their squad cars to be used for this purpose because there is a fentanyl epidemic in Minneapolis, St. Paul right now, mostly affecting black men. And guess what? They don't have it because the mayor, Jacob Fry, the same SOB, Jacob Fry, canceled the program to supply all the cops with naloxone because of the fact that it is too expensive. Same thing, believe it or not, happened, guess where? Washington, D.C. So where you have Muriel Bowser in charge, who just painted this big Black Lives Matter mural on the ground, right? She renamed a street part of 16th Avenue Black Lives Matter Plaza, like she cares so much about black lives. Well, guess what? She's the one who canceled their program to supply all the police with naloxone so that they could save black lives that were dying from a fentanyl overdose, which is what actually killed George Floyd.
Well, you and I are not racist. Let's put this straight. Neither you, Matthew, nor I are racist. If you care about black boys, in fact, I would. If I had the time, I would adopt a little black boy to be his kind of pseudo-daddy or granddaddy.
You have to say that because, look,
but I'm just saying, that's not the issue. We need to have realized that we put the situation in such a way is the demon rats are working with the globalists. They want to weaken America so they can have United Nations and Chinese invading America in a future war. That's what this is, isn't it?
In my opinion, it's much worse than that. This is not even political. It is just a nihilistic anarchy and suicide. It's like Jim Jones, okay? Remember Jim Jones?
Right.
He was a psychopathic cult leader who gave 900 of his followers cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. Well, guess what? That's what this is. Black Lives Matter is a murder-suicide cult who are just destroying the world for no reason, like ISIS did over in the Middle East, and are using fake morals to justify it as they aggressively silence anybody who disagrees with their cult nonsensical beliefs and their lies. And it's to the point now that even doctors have to pretend to believe in stuff that is not true, like that a person can die of asphyxia by having a knee on his neck, which is standard police procedure in Minneapolis for the reason that it does not cause injury, right? It's just a wrestling hold that keeps the person in position when they are resisting arrest. As he was doing, he was resisting arrest by falling on the ground, refusing to
walk on. Matt, I want to ask you a couple of questions here. First, I'm very concerned that if, number one, is the Democrats got their way and removed the protection of cops, a lot of cops are just going to quit. Number two, I'm afraid that if you remove... Yeah, I'm afraid of this. Let me finish my questions. The second one I'm worried about is we need to not defund cops, but increase funding of non-lethal and other technologies. And when a cop gets really stressed out, because this is a very dangerous job, you're dealing with a drug cartel explosion in the inner city. It's an extremely dangerous job. A lot of cops get killed on the job. We have everybody I know that's been a cop and knows a friend or a relative that's died in the last few years because on the job, and you look at Dan Bongino, for example, on Fox, and he was a former New York cop, special forces, worked even for the president's previous presidents, two administrations. You have to understand that you can't have a drug addict crazy coming at you with a weapon and then not respond. You can't.
As I said, this is not even the cop's fault, right? This is the fault of the mayor and the government.
Exactly.
Naloxone for the police to be able to use to save people like George Floyd. George Floyd was killed by Jacob Trial, right? He was killed by the mayor. He was not killed by Derek Chauvin.
I tend to agree with you. I think that we have a lot. How many deaths do you think we have every year now from fentanyl and drug overdose, OxyContin overdose? 80,000. 80,000.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Over on Vitter Radio on Periscope and YouTube. So, Matt, let me lay on a picture I have up right now. It shows Donald J. Trump, and it shows a little, Israeli flag on his chest, and it shows Bibi Netanyahu with a few little horns, because you understand. The state of Israel, Israel, is always involved in the background because they're involved with our Special Activity Division, the CIA. Well, we have at the top a bunch of trucks. Let me finish. A bunch of trucks that says paid protesters. George Soros and the maniacs at the top. and even Hollywood people and so on are actually paying the protesters to do crazy things like destroy property, which isn't going to accomplish anything except radicalize the population. And, you know, even the meeting that Donald Trump is going to have on the 19th, they moved to the 20th because of the event on June 19th in Tulsa, where there apparently was some kind of conflict. I don't know the details, where apparently a bunch of bombs were dropped by a bunch of white guys against some black people, and it killed 150 to 300 people. Now, you got to, I don't know the details of it, but I can tell you right now, we are well beyond race here. As you mentioned on the break, many of the people in the crowd are white women or men throwing the bombs or lawyers or college students. These are not white or black. They're just people that have become radicalized, right?
As I was saying during the break, you'll notice in a lot of these crowds with the Black Lives Matter protests, there's just as many white women there as black men. And the reason why is because these are college fanatics, right? They're fanatics of the belief system of college. They're psychologically destroyed and corrupted women, similar to the whores in Nexium with Keith Raniere. They are Jonestown cultists, right? And they're throwing away their lives and destroying property for no reason. There was a white woman photographed in Atlanta setting fire to the Wendy's there and putting accelerant on the flames. There was a white tattooed criminal who was responsible for setting the Third Precinct on fire in Minneapolis. But as I was saying, significantly, the actual thing that killed George Floyd was the fact that the police had to call an ambulance to administer naloxone, and that otherwise, if Jacob had not canceled the plan for them to have it based on budget, then they would have had it. They would have sprayed that into his nostrils.
But you know what? On the videos I've actually seen, there was no evidence that the EMTs did a proper check to see if he had a pulse or respiration to open his airway or even give him naloxone. I saw nothing that a standard procedure would have been done by a regular EMT. It doesn't signify that procedures were done correctly. Now, you know, I want more non-lethal technique.
A lot of jurisdictions have now required police to carry naloxone, and therefore to have it to for people like George Floyd that are clearly suffering from respiratory depression as a result of fentanyl overdose. They can then save their lives before they collapse and die.
You know how much fentanyl you need how much fentanyl you need to kill more than a dozen people? It's a grain, like a grain of sand.
Yeah.
It's so tiny, it's insane.
So,
right?
So I'm saying that, but you know who it is. I'm saying, ironically enough, the people responsible for canceling the naloxone because of their Democrat budgets in their jurisdictions were Jacob Fry, the Democrat mayor of Minneapolis, and Muriel E. Bowser, the Democrat mayor of Washington, D.C., the exact same woman who's responsible for that Black Lives Matter mural and that Black Lives Matter plaza. She does not actually care about black lives. She doesn't care because guess what? Okay. If these people die, nobody's going to find out about it more nearly. It'll just be a news story here and there.
It blew out of control
because of the fact that somebody took a camera of it, and they want to blame the cops, right? As a part of their propaganda, they want to say somehow that the police did something wrong when they were just following standard procedures for the NPD or the Minneapolis Police Department, right? Derek Chauvin did no wrong. He's going to be exonerated. He did not commit any crime. He did not use excessive force.
Okay, let me ask you a question here, Matt.
You know who's responsible is the mayor.
I agree, but listen, let me ask you a question.
Administrator.
Let's say that they've got this through and they're trying to gel it up to say they're going to put this guy away. Number one, if they put this policeman away and the evidence shows he died of multiple causes, including coronary disease and fentanyl, et cetera, and they put him away, a lot of cops across the country, even if they don't change the law, are going to quit. Now,
quite possibly, but I don't think that's happening, right?
Let me finish my question here, Matt. Just let me finish my question because I want to get your response.
Even the idiots who say that, oh, it's horrifying, it's horrible, he couldn't breathe. You know, even these people don't realize for some reason they're so stupid that they can't tell that he died from a drug overdose, and they believe the emotional lie that he was killed.
Yeah, here's my point, Matt. I gotta get my question.
They are saying that he's not going to be.
Yeah, let me get my question out to you, okay?
It's impossible.
I got it. You got your point. Let me ask my question here.
Yeah.
Where is this going? I'll tell you, this is my suspicion where it's going.
We're in a place already where you're not allowed to tell the truth, and if you do, then you're ostracized. You can be fired. You can be canceled. You can lose your job. For no apparent reason, you have to step down, resign, you can not get back on TV again or whatever. The CEO of CrossFit had to step down. People are under aggressive scrutiny from a crazy mob. Now, here's something else I wanted to point out here. All right, so what's going on is this religious fanaticism based on believing in the BS that you're taught in school, and that's the main cause of all this. Because guess what? Prior to the modern era, prior to around the 19th century, all school was voluntary. It was either apprenticeship or it was a voluntary place that people went to learn at lectures similar to a theater or a cinema. In the 19th century, they adopted the Prussian education system in the U.S., and it became compulsory schooling for all boys, which was unprecedented at the time. The only people on earth who had previously had compulsory schooling for boys, it requires boys to sit still, give up their autonomy, and listen passively to a lecture of lies, were the Jews, okay, the rabbis,
right,
with their yeshiva. And guess what happened? When they established this in 60 A.D., Joshua ben Gamla established the compulsory education system of yeshiva for Jewish boys, and 60 years later, the Bar Kokhba revolt took place, in which Jews committed mass murder suicide against the Romans. That's what's going on right now. People become religious fanatics. A certain percentage of the boys turn into Jim Jones psychopaths, and then they kill their own followers. That's what's going on. School
right.
is the worst religion of all time, and it has programmed people to commit mass murder suicide.
But now, I would expand it from school. I'm going to give you a joke here. I want to do it in the other segment. Now, I want to tell you this.
I'm saying that's what it is.
Let me tell you something funny, Matt. I know that there's always a humorous side to this. Now, let me finish. Let me explain this first, okay, before you get into your statement, okay? Let me just say this, okay? I'm watching just recently a thing. We look for a humorous comedy series. And there's a new series that's out, and we just watched the whole first season. It's called The Righteous Gemstones. Now, if you laugh so hard, you might get a hernia from it. But it's very parallel to what we saw in Colorado Springs. And you know firsthand about the New Life Church and everything else. Where we were people who were cell leaders and so on. It was frigging insane. Well, the cult in the education system in Great Up University is the same kind of cult in their so-called public religions. And we're not just talking about Christians. We're talking about Jews, Muslims, or whatever.
Religion,
right?
Religion is the basis for it, right? But mainstream religion only is able to induce a blind belief in women generally, whereas the men involved were typically psychopaths and criminals pretending to believe in stuff in order to enrich themselves, like the Catholic priest or the Pope. But the Jews devised a way to brainwash boys as well and turn them into delusional liars. And that's what produces a total psychopath, right? Somebody who is more psychopathic than a psychopath, a murder-suicidal cult leader like Jim Jones, or a rabbi. And that's the reason why the Jews have been persecuted so many times throughout history. Since 130 A.D. or so, with the Bar Kokhba revolt, they have been mass murdered over and over because the rabbis purposely brought it upon their own slaves as revenge for them trusting themselves.
Well, keep that thought. We'll be right back. Keep that thought, Matt. We're going to break, okay? Keep that thought.
Okay.
This is the guy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a 6-3 ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court says an employer who fires someone for merely being gay or transgender violates Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. A march on Georgia is taking place in Atlanta after the shooting death of Rashard Brooks. Brooks was killed in a confrontation with police on Friday when he passed out at a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks then stole one of the police officer's tasers and started running. The police officer shot Brooks and he died a short time later. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News this is a completely different situation than what we saw in Minneapolis.
Mr. Brooks, he didn't just resist a lawful arrest. He did so violently. He fought with the police again and again. He took their weapon, one of their weapons, and tried to use it against them. That is a completely different set of circumstances.
USA Radio News. Self-proclaimed anarchists have taken over Seattle. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has more.
Protesters in Seattle have taken over a seven-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News the city is now close to becoming a lawless state.
This could metastasize across the country. It's quite clear that city of Seattle elected officials are lacking the political will to enforce the rule of law. And this is the closest I've seen since being a 20-year professional of public safety service of our country to becoming a lawless state.
Amazon says that its CEO, Jeff Bezos, is willing to testify before Congress regarding its inquiry into potential antitrust law violations in the tech industry. Amazon has been at the center of an investigation into alleged anti-competition conduct within the tech sector. The House Judiciary Committee is also looking into Facebook, Google, and Apple. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's
now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Back with Matthew now. Something's interesting might make you a little bit upset, but you know, the truth can upset you. It's like peeling off the top scab on a wound. I have solutions. We're going to talk about in this third hour with John Moore, because he's been a former military special op guy in the military, back to Vietnam. I've worked with special op forces, Delta Force, and so on. I know what it'll do to fix the police, and we need to actually increase funding to police, increase training, increase non-lethal weapons, and increase the ability to get rid of the drugs and the crazy people on our streets and the violence on our streets that we tolerate. And our politicians, like this mayor of Seattle, surrendering a quote, autonomous zone to, quote, rioters and revolutionaries. This woman should be in jail herself for coercing a revolution. What the hell? I don't understand this. Why she herself and the mayor and the governor are not already in jail. This needs to happen, right?
She's completely incompetent and passive and guilty, culpable, just like Jacob Frey and Muriel Bowser. Guess what? As I said, the reason why. Now, let's say, remember, as I said before, George Floyd was not exactly a upstanding citizen, right? He was a criminal, but let's just imagine that he was Michael Jackson or something instead. Let's just imagine that he was just an innocent musician who died of a drug overdose. And in that situation, still, the person guilty for his death is primarily the government of Minneapolis, not the police officer who simply followed protocol. It is Jacob Frey, the mayor, and the police administrators who did not supply Officer Chauvin with the naloxone, the Narcan spray, to revive people who were dying of a drug overdose. He was trained to know the signs of it. That's why they called an ambulance. But he didn't have the drug to spray in his nose to bring him back to life before it was too late. So the person guilty is the mayor, not Derek Chauvin. And it has nothing to do with racism. Racism is just a big joke at this point, right? You think that the motive for a police officer whose entire job revolves around political correctness is racism? You've got to be kidding me. It's not racism. In fact, As far as violent police encounters, the police are even more violent toward whites than they are toward blacks.
Well, that's actually, I saw a black expert on this talking on Fox the other day, and if you actually look at the statistics, the violence of police against whites that are doing criminals is higher than against people that are black.
Proportionally, right? I
mean, proportionally,
blacks,
yeah.
Blacks have more violent encounters with the police because of their own behavior, right? Blacks commit violent crimes.
Well, we're numbers, but proportionally, the whites are more likely to be shot or something violent happen to them if they're involved with a criminal activity,
yeah.
Right?
And I discussed before, the actual reason for this is probably genetics, like MAOA, right? But all that stuff people don't talk about.
Well, you mentioned that about a year and a half ago, Matt. The MAOA basically...
The satanic cult of school tells you that it's wrong to trust reality and the truth, and it's immoral to point things out like race or MAOA or IQ. That's all bad, even if it's real, right? Even if it dominates your life, it's wrong because it's not what you're supposed to believe in. That's not what Stephen Jones
believes. Matt, let me throw a few things in the bake here, okay? I'm going to throw a couple things in. As a doctor, one of the things that happened, you know your youngest sister, Kelsey, when she had her heart surgery, a month after she had it, she had one of the doctors in her clinic in Enfield, Nova Scotia, gave her the acellular pertussis vaccine. That night, I had to intubate her on our kitchen table to save her life because she had a respiratory arrest. I started researching and realizing the lying pieces of human garbage in the medical system had taught me the vaccines were essential. When I started researching, I realized, like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Berbalo, Fisher, Dr. Mikovits, and others, this is a lie. Now, if you provide all these kids with things to break down their blood-brain barrier, you give them genetically modified food sprayed with pesticides, you take away normal restraints and teach them garbage in school and church, and you give them no hope, and then you can expose them to these legal drugs, what the hell do you expect is going to happen when there's no daddy to even restrain them in their behavior? And if they don't join the gang, they're going to die between there and school or going to work. So we've created this laboratory, and we've destroyed the minds of our children with vaccines and toxic food and pesticides and lack of and craziness in terms of the Democrats. They're the primary people behind this. They had the KKK was a Democratic thing. All these moves by the Democrats to open up literally riots and revolution in the cities is entirely Democratic. Now, there are a few rhino Republicans like Romney and others who will protest with them. These people are human pieces of garbage. You have to understand, we can fix this.
Right.
Yeah, I heard my voice coming back. So. Yeah, go ahead, Matt. Your turn. Do we lose our connection with... We still should be connected. I can hear my voice, but I can't hear Matthew. Go ahead, Dan, and see if we can reconnect with Matthew. Yeah, so what I see is that here's a solution. Number one, we want police that are bad policemen, they're doing things that they think are wrong, to bring them off to retrain them. We want more non-lethal technology. We want drone groups, experts with drones. We want, nets and vertical cannons and sound cannons and other technology. We want to make sure the police are backed up so that when they deal with a situation and someone is grabbed, they don't get released the next day like some of these basically no-bail systems like in New York. They have to go to a mental institution for 30 days, not just 24 hours or 72 hours, to be evaluated toxicologically and make sure they get fixed. We have to deal with the fact we haven't stopped the drug addiction crisis, the behavioral crisis, the craziness in universities. We have to defund these universities that are teaching our kids to be corrupt.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess what the craziness in universities knows no bounds because of what university now is. It is a psychopathic cult, a murder-suicide cult dominated by pathological liars and religious fanatics, most of the fanatics being women. That's why we see so many white women out there protesting Black Lives Matter. Like there was a white woman with blonde hair who was setting fire to the Wendy's in Atlanta. There's what crowds of white women holding up signs and screaming at the top of their crazy BS lungs about how Black Lives Matter and all this. But it's all just...
Who's actually putting Black lives in more danger by doing that, aren't they?
It's the same sort of thing we have seen since the 19th century with women that are mentally ill, borderlines, trying to tell us what is moral and immoral. What sort of things we can... like, for example, the prohibition, right? That was all pushed by feminists. Right, the prohibition on alcohol, the ridiculous fake sexual morals where homosexuals are wonderful, but a teenage girl is now a child, right? That's all feminist, and they are crazy, crazy statists, right? They, first of all, they're blind believers in lies, who are deny the truth, no matter how clear it is, and aggressively fear what is actually there in front of their eyes. They are, but they're also afraid of satisfaction and relief in general. So they enjoy pain and suffering, and they enjoy being hated and pitied and being victims and being failures and causing trouble for everybody. That's why we see so many white women out there doing stuff like setting fires and destroying property and throwing Molotov cocktails, because that's what's going on right now. And the reason why.
Well, we see also young men, too. We see radicalized young men in Antifa going and jumping on. I saw this one picture I have from Epic Times, jumping on a car and smashing through the window with his foot. So it's, and it, by the way, a lot of these are not black or Hispanic or whatever. They're white people that are crazy, okay?
Oh, yeah. They're all, I mean, if all this, other than black, young black men who are mostly criminals who are now out of jail because of COVID, right? That's one reason why there's so much, right? Other than a lot of black men who are looters and are criminals and are doing it for criminal reasons of greed, there are a lot of religious fanatics from college, a lot of whom are white. And a lot of them are white women that are doing this. Like, there was a video where the guy just landed. It was like, this isn't us doing this. This isn't us setting fire to this Wendy's. This is a white, some white girl. Look at that white girl out there. And guess what? You can see the white girl spraying accelerant on the flames. It is a white girl from the nearby university. It is not the black protester setting the fire. Now, what that means does not mean, I don't think that means some conspiracy to spraying blacks. I think that means that these crazy cult members from school are doing this stuff. And they are a murder-suicidal death cult like Jim Jones, just like as I've been talking about for years.
Right. In other words, has not, to be honest with you, Matt, your point is it has nothing to do with race. Nothing.
No, it has to do with school, right? It has to do with religion.
Right, it has nothing to do with race. In other words, you and I are not racist. In fact, you know, it's just not.
It has to do with the 666 religion, which is school. And school is mostly run out of universities and consists of a bunch of...
They want this chaos so they can reduce the world population, they can chip and track us, and they can put us into the Matrix. That's what's coming. This is a way of maintaining a level of...
Kill us, right?
Yeah.
What they're really going to do is kill us, because they're murder-suicidal psychos.
Exactly. Keep that thought. We'll be right back. We're going to talk right through the break here, because you got a lot, of steam on, man. It's been over a year since you've been back, so... We'll talk through the break and we'll continue.
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Online.
Let's come back and we'll talk about how do we get Trump elected and get this thing resolved so that some sanity comes back to our culture.
I think Trump is probably going to get elected because he's up against Biden. But right now my concern is that there's going to be huge unrest in the country because of these troublemakers who are stirring up crazy ISIS-like sects that are suicidally risking their lives and destroying property. That's what I think is happening right now.
Do you think it'll be even worse if Trump gets elected? Because I hear all the media are completely on side with Biden who's hiding in his basement, and Hillary Clinton's in the background, and all the other, I call demon rats and rhino Republicans, and these globalists, and like George Soros and these other Hollywood stars and so on, are paying these rioters to destroy property and steal things. And now we've got all these people with COVID that are now criminals back on the streets. This is a very insane situation, isn't it?
You know, what this is that the, as I was saying during the break, what's going on here is that the Western world, the modern world in general, was foolish enough to befriend the Jews and to imitate their despicable way of life, which is their compulsory education system, to brainwash little boys, turn them into self-destroyed, psycheless or soulless psychopaths, right? Which is what happens when you force a little boy to sit down and stay quiet and listen and not do what he wants, not have his own autonomy, not have his own territory, not do what he's interested in doing, but to force him to believe in lies instead, like the Jews have been doing for ages. Now, as I said, that's the main thing that distinguishes the Jews as particularly evil, is simply the fact that they've had compulsory education since 60 AD, which immediately afterward led to their own mass destruction under psychopathic cult leaders like Shimon Bar Kokhba. Same thing happened repeatedly to Jews in pogroms and persecutions over the next couple of years.
No, it's gotten much wider than that, Matt. Our educational institutions now and our churches here in America, and it doesn't matter what religion they are, they've all gone apostate.
Yeah.
Religions
in general are heretical, right? The Catholic Church, Christianity, Islam, it's all heresy and nonsense, right? It's not true. It's not genuine philosophy. It's just a bunch of lies and arbitrary beliefs. But I'm saying that the Jews in particular instituted the cultural practice of training.
Yeah, but it was adopted. By the German, for example, the schools came out of Germany.
It was adopted by Germany from the Jews, right? Prussia.
Right, yeah. But then it came from Prussia to North America, to Europe, and so on, and the British.
And then
the British system came here to North America, right?
It was adopted by the Catholic Church and the Prussians first, and then adopted by the USA, and then by pretty much everybody else. in the 19th century, with the effect now we have these religious fanatics, the murder-suicidal, pathological liars that want to destroy everything. And the psychology of it is that these civil rights professors or lawyers or whatever, these fake academics with their cult beliefs and their trickery to get people to believe in ridiculous lies, just like the rabbis, right? They hate those who dare to believe in their lies because they have dared to trust someone who's not trustworthy, and they must be betrayed in a horrible way. That's why the rabbis repeatedly killed the Jews. That's why Jim Jones killed his own followers. That's why Marshall Applewhite killed his own followers. Because that's the way that the total psychopath thinks, who is the 666.
That's right. You know, this is much more than just Jews. It involves Muslims, for example. It involves the Pope. It involves the Pope, for example, and the various cults within the Christian church. I mean, there's Christian cults now that are just as dangerous as any of these other things you're talking about.
No, it does now because they all practice the same thing as the Jews, right? Because they all...
These are
honorary Jews.
Okay, let me get into solutions now, Matt. I know you. I think you made your point, but we're getting close to the end of the hour. I want to talk solutions now. I'm going to give a bullet point of a couple things. Number one, we want to increase funding, not decrease it to police. We want to make sure that police feel safe in their job, given more non-lethal and other technologies.
We have to have naloxone for all the police. Narcan should be...
Exactly. Naloxone. We also want EMTs. We also want EMTs to go with the... We want the EMTs should have been there at the first the start of this thing with George Floyd. Let me finish, Matt. They should have been there at the start. So if they had been there... Let me finish. If they were there at the start of this with George Floyd, he might have survived. Number three, we need to have a system set up so we can get rid of the freaking drugs in our cities. You have to understand the Special Activity Division of the CIA takes illegal drug money, and as I've said before on this show, the drug cartels are all connected, and there's only one only drug cartel. It started with the Tool Society in Nazi Germany. They run the drug cartels, and they're connected all over, whether it's in Israel or China, with their carfentanil coming in from Mexico. They're all connected, and the SAD division of the CIA runs the whole friggin' thing, including organ trade and drug trade. Right?
That reminds me, though, when you talk about the Tula Gesellschaft or the Tula Society, that reminds me of what I was talking about with the model of Judaism, right? So I'm saying that education ordinarily was voluntary, was a kind of apprenticeship or a kind of lecture that you went to, like a cinema. Like if a couple of little boys buy a movie ticket and watch a movie, that's what like Plato and the Academy was. You would go there, you watch a lecture at your own leisure. Scholae or school meant leisure. Now it's something you're forced to do all day long for 5 days a week as a kind of mind control, and that's based on Judaism. The result of that is that some little boys' minds and psyches are destroyed, and they become total psychopaths who have no ability to resist.
Well, and they get more easily destroyed when they get tons of vaccines when they're a child, when they get genetically modified food, when they have no proper parenting. Combination destroys their mind, right?
It's mainly because of this, because there's two kinds of psychopaths, right? There's the genetic kind, which is half as psychopathic as this, which is what we call an instrumental criminal. They commit homicides, for example, mostly out of greed or for a reason. They commit crimes because they are violating rights and property for a reason. But a total psychopath, a 666 like Jim Jones, who is produced solely through the psychological abuse of a little boy through school, for example, is a crazy maniac who has no reason for what he does. He kills himself and others on an impulse. He whimsically destroys the world, and he whimsically makes up lies and deceives people, only then to hate them and retaliate against them for believing in his lies. He's totally out of control, and that's what a lot of these LGBT people are, for example. That's what a lot of this mental illness we see going on with these suicidal trannies is, because these guys are also inherently suicidal. So in the end, what do? Because they hate their own followers, the rabbis, so to speak, the rabbis being the original ones, kill them by tricking others into attacking them. That's what these leaders of Black Lives Matter are doing, see? They talk about racism and anti-Semitism, but the actual supreme racists and anti-Semites are Jim Jones and the rabbi. They're the ones who will kill countless blacks and Jews because they hate them for believing in their lies, as they have done repeatedly. So you talk about the Thule Society. Well, guess what? Who was in charge of that? For example, there was Herschel Steinschneider, who was a Jewish rabbi, the son of a Jewish rabbi and caretaker of a synagogue, known as Erich Jan Hanussen, who was a close friend of Hitler, Himmler, and Hess, and a member of the Thule Society, while he was also a Jewish rabbi and also an architect of the Holocaust, along with Adolf Eichmann and Heinrich Himmler. So I'm saying that the rabbis literally were behind the Holocaust.
Oh, we know that. We know 188,000 of the so-called of the SS were actually followers of this cult group within so-called
and
Judaism.
That's what is also going on here. That the, right. These cult leaders in academia, these guys who are behind social justice and anti-racism and anti-sexism and LGBT and all that, actually hate everybody who is dumb enough to believe in their
lives. Well, here's their goal, Matt, eventually. And we look at people like the Gates Foundation and Bill Gates' father, who founded Planned Parenthood. Big man, 6'7". And Bill Gates, who set up Starbucks a coffee, and I was watching a video the other night. Bill Gates is a squirming worm. He's a person of clay and iron. Okay? You have to understand, these people want, he said, we have to reduce the world population 2.2 billion and 14 or 17 points last week on the World Economic Forum by Dr. Schaud, S-H-A-U-D, Schaub. I basically, in 1970, 50 years ago, wrote these documents, including the world head of the International Monetary Fund, to reduce the world population, they need to move toward a green agenda and a forced revolution where they chip and modify human genetics, control reproduction, and they sterilize us, and reduce the world population.
I don't think that's a realistic prospect. I think
no, it isn't realistic, but this is how crazy these people are. It's not realistic, but this is what they want. This is their satanic wet dream, right?
Maybe the ordinary psychopaths or the ordinary delusional idealists among them say this, right? Like George Soros.
Yeah, exactly.
The actual cult leaders with the power of evil to deceive people and to brainwash them, like Jim Jones, do not think that way. They do not stop to think about what they're doing at all. They just follow their blind suicidal impulses till the end. And what they are doing is not bringing about a new world order or anything. They are simply mass murdering humanity, which is going to result in 6 billion being dead here probably in about a decade. The leaders of Black Lives Matter are just genociding black people in the U.S. That's what they're doing.
Yeah,
the
terrible, isn't it?
Of the Jews were behind the Holocaust.
The same people were the people who set up the Planned on Parenthood, and so they're 7 times more likely if you're black to be aborted. It's the same people that have destroyed the inner city so the little black boys don't have a daddy. It's the same people that are involved with trying to sterilize the population with the COVID virus that attacks the ACE receptor and drops sperm count. You have to understand it's the same monsters involved, all these psychopaths at multiple levels trying to kill us, destroy our culture, and destroy the human race. Thank you, Matthew. Amazing show. Back next week, next Monday.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com.
For defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, So powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.